We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're talking about famous Riley Countyans today here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. And during our break, I was chatting to her about the baseball question we had earlier and the tie-in here from K-State. The first K-State player to ever play Major League Baseball was Eldon Ocker. He was born in 1910 and died in 2006, won a championship with the Detroit Tigers, and also played with some other teams, St. Louis Browns and Boston Red Sox. But, you know, I know there's other connections. I was in Kansas City this weekend and went past the Negro Leagues Museum and was curious, and Cheryl, and I understand they traveled quite a bit back in those days of the Negro Leagues and actually played here in Manhattan.
Yes, there were some games played here, and I know Satchel Paige played here in Manhattan. We have a great baseball history here, and I'm looking forward to, in 2021, the Flint Hills Discovery Center is going to do an exhibit on baseball, and we're working with them on that on the local connection, and there's a lot of interesting local baseball history here.
Yeah, and back in those days, it was very interesting. Some very good prominent players came out of the Negro Leagues, and some of them went on to play in the Major Leagues, but boy, you ever want a good history lesson to take your kids and learn about, I highly recommend that Negro Leagues Museum in Kansas City. That is fascinating.
Yes, I highly recommend it too. And the Kansas City area has lots of great museums that are a lot of fun to visit, and that's one of them.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, we're getting some Riley County connections here, and you mentioned quite a few baseball connections. We have some others here. Let's go.
Ready for our next one?
Yeah, number four. Go ahead.
Okay. This person was born in 1866 in Indiana and died in 1947, and this person is also buried in Arlington National Cemetery. And I think it's interesting, we have a number of Riley Countyans buried there. This person graduated from Kansas State Agricultural College in 1886, served as chief of staff for the American Expeditionary Forces in World War I, so he had a high position. And then later served as chairman of the RCA Corporation.
Hmm.
So again, a military man.
Chairman of the RCA Corporation. So the RCA lies in the electronic company.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, it was a big thing when he was head of that. And this person, of course, was a major general.
I wish Dave was here. Dave is so good at his Riley County history, and I'm just not. I can cheat and look at the answers, but I don't like to do that.
Well, this person is James Harbord, and he was a very important person during World War I, had an outstanding military career, and then by 1930 was the RCA chairman, and he was chairman of that board from 1930 to 47, so all through the Depression years and past. Very interesting person.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's cool. Number five. Let's go on to number five.
Well, my next person is an out-in-county person, and this person was born January 18th, 1882, near Leonardville, Kansas, and died November 19th, 1950. This person was an aviation barnstormer, which is a big clue. And this person manufactured the first airplane in Kansas in 1911, the first airplane that actually flew, which, of course, those early efforts, sometimes they manufactured them, but they didn't fly very well. This person ran a hardware store at Wallsburg for a while, too. And another hint, one of this person's planes is on exhibit in the Kansas Museum of History in Topeka.
Okay. Well, I did some Googling. First airplane to fly in Kansas would have been flown by someone named Albin Longren?
Yes, A.K. Longren.
Okay.
And he's a really a innovator and founder of the aviation industry, which, of course, if you think about Kansas and its long history in aviation, I think that's a really interesting thing. He evidently was a tinkerer and an inventor, and he and his brothers were long involved in those sorts of things.
It says here in an old article on the link, the Lawrence Journal World paper, that he may have even predated the Wright brothers.
Well, he was working on aviation questions very early, and it was a real interest of his.
Well, and that's interesting because Kansas is known for having the Boeing plant here in the Wichita area, and it looks like maybe that was going all the way back here to the early 20th century.
Oh, yes, and of course you have Cessna and Stearman and Beach and lots of innovators in aviation. And in fact, I think I'll have to look this up, but I think Stearman has connections with K-State as well. So we have a number of connections.
Yeah. So, and how? What was his connection then to? Excuse me. That was the last person here. RCA. I was going to ask the RCA question. That was the last person. So, irrelevant question there. But it's neat though to see the different connections here. We got someone connected to aviation, a lot of military.
Yes, we have a lot of generals in my list of notables.
And that may be a lot attributed to Fort Riley over here.
Yes. Well, of course, there's a lot of famous people that have had an association with Fort Riley.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on to Riley County and number 6. Who we got next?
Okay. So number 6 was born in 1889 in Jamaica and died in Chicago in 1948. This person was a poet, and his poem, If We Must Die, was an inspiration to Winston Churchill during World War II. This person was a major figure in the Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s, and this person attended Kansas State 1912 to 1914.
I think I've heard about this one before. I think maybe when your assistant was out here once, I think we talked about him. And this is, and I know the answer here, but I'm looking at it, but I believe I've heard this name before.
Go ahead and give it.
This would be Claude McKay.
Yes. Claude McKay. I'll mention the Manhattan Public Library has a number of books in which his poetry features and has a number of books about the Harlem Renaissance of which he was a big part that mention Claude McKay. I went out and looked at the newspapers during the period of time he was in Manhattan and was very interested. At one point when he was here, he contacted the chief of police to talk with him about how the laws work in Kansas and some of the different nuances of that. And evidently the chief of police was very impressed with Claude McKay as someone who was trying to learn the culture of the place that he was in. He sounds like he was a fascinating person.
Yeah, and one of the early African-American notables here in Riley County, and so important to learn that history, too. Sometimes it doesn't get as well documented.
Yes, and an important person in the arts, and I think that's an interesting connection that we have.
Yeah, and that Harlem Renaissance, for those who don't know, I think a lot of that, you mentioned the arts here, but a lot of that contained jazz music, and this is kind of important with Juneteenth coming up this week as well.
Yeah, that's right, and speaking of jazz, the Jazz Museum in Kansas City is also a really interesting place to visit.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, jazz music is very rooted here in this part of the country. That and the blues and all the good African American music that we have out here to celebrate in the Midwest. Well, that sounds great. And you said there's a number of books on his poetry at the library, huh?
Right. So you could Google him up, and the library is doing takeouts now, so you could request and pick one up.
Excellent. Claude McKay, be sure to check him out. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue our conversation with Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Museum after this on News Radio KMAN.